This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. The U.S. Congress has recently passed a bill that may lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok, posing a significant challenge to the platform's operations in the United States. This legislation, now awaiting President Joe Biden's signature, mandates that TikTok's parent company ByteDance to divest its interest within 270 days under threat of prohibition from U.S. app stores and internet hosting services. This development is part of a larger foreign aid package supporting Israel and Ukraine, which is a strategic move likely to expedite the process. Now, the bill's journey began earlier this year and has seen various iterations. Initially approved by the House in March, it stalled in the Senate until House Republicans attached it to the crucial foreign aid package. This strategic bundling was designed to ensure a Senate vote on the TikTok matter, leveraging the urgency and importance of the foreign aid to pass through the potentially contentious issue. Now, President Biden, who has previously expressed support for measures against TikTok, is expected to sign the bill into law promptly. The updated legislation provides TikTok a slightly longer period to secure a sale and grants the White House more influence over the process. If enacted, the 270-day countdown for TikTok to find a new owner would commence. Now, should the deadline pass without a sale, TikTok will face severe restrictions in the U.S., including removal from app stores and a ban on receiving hosting services. This would effectively halt any new downloads and significantly disrupt ongoing access to the app services. The president does have the authority to extend the deadline by an additional 90 days if he deems sufficient progress has been made towards a sale. Now, the backdrop to this legislative action includes broader concerns about data privacy and national security, specifically regarding the potential for foreign interference. TikTok's parent company ByteDance is under scrutiny due to fears that its compliance with Chinese law might obligate it to share user data with the Chinese government. And TikTok has publicly opposed the legislation, declaring its intention to challenge the bill in court if it's signed into law. And the company argues that the ban would violate free speech rights and harm small businesses that rely on the platform for their operations. A legal challenge could delay any immediate effects of the law, potentially over several years. Now, the bill's implications reach beyond just corporate affairs, though. Experts in constitutional law suggested that banning TikTok might infringe on America's First Amendment rights. These rights protect the access to information and media from overseas, which could make the ban vulnerable to legal challenges. Now, the bill's passage also illustrates the use of legislative strategies to address issues that intertwine technological concerns with geopolitical tensions. And by attacking the TikTok sale mandate to a foreign aid package, legislators ensured both expedited passage and alignment with broader national priorities. Now, the situation is complicated by international regulations, particularly Chinese laws governing algorithm export controls which could impede the sale of TikTok or its operational capabilities. China has shown reluctance to allow the sale of TikTok's algorithm, critical to the app's success, potentially derailing efforts to divest as required. This legislative effort comes amidst a broader international reaction to concerns over privacy and data security associated with Chinese apps. And similar actions have taken place in other countries, notably India, which banned TikTok and several other apps following geopolitical tensions with China. Now, the discourse around TikTok's potential ban intersects with larger discussions about technology's role in society and governance. And while the app is celebrated for fostering creativity and connectivity, it also raises questions about the control and the flow of information, highlighting the challenges of regulating global technology platforms within national frameworks. This ban has stimulated significant public and political debate, reflecting differing perspective on the balance between national security and free expression. Supporters argue the necessity of the ban to protect national interests, while opponents caution against infringing on civil liberties and stifling technological innovation. And the bill's political implications are also notable, especially considering its timing relative to upcoming elections. And the ban's enactment after the 2024 election suggests a strategic consideration of its impact on voters, particularly younger demographics who are prolific users of the platform. Now, discussions in Congress have highlighted the tension between economic interests and national security concerns, with some legislators emphasizing the need to mitigate risks without stifling technological advancement and economic opportunities associated with platforms like TikTok. And political figures have used the issue to mobilize specific voter bases. And this is technology, politics, and public opinion melding together. The debate over TikTok's future in the U.S. encapsulates its broader concerns about the influence of digital platforms on public discourse and democracy. Beyond the immediate legal and political ramifications, the TikTok case may influence future legislation and regulatory approaches to technology management, raises important questions about the ability of U.S. law to adapt to the complexities of global digital ecosystems and the interplay between technology and public policy. Now, this ongoing situation with TikTok serves as a case study in the intersection of technology, law, and geopolitics, and it provides a unique lens through which to view contemporary challenges in global digital governance. Under NASA's Artemis campaign, the agency and its partners will send large pieces of equipment to the lunar surface to enable long-term scientific exploration of the moon for the benefit of all humanity. Now, NASA's human landing systems provider, SpaceX and Blue Origin, are beginning development of lunar landers, the SpaceX Starship and Blue Origin ship as well, for large cargo deliveries to support these needs. NASA has contracted SpaceX and Blue Origin to provide landing systems to take astronauts to the moon's surface from lunar orbit, beginning with Artemis 3, and that's going to be someplace between 2028 and 2030 right now, but probably going to slip a little bit later than that. Now, the agency has asked the two companies to develop cargo versions of their human landing landers as an option under their existing contracts. The cargo variants are expected to land approximately 26,000 to 33,000 pounds, or 12 to 15 metric tons, of payload on the lunar surface and be in service no earlier than the Artemis 7 mission. Now, a NASA spokesperson, the Human Landing Systems Program Manager at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, Lisa Watson-Morgan, said it's essential that NASA has the capability to land not just astronauts, but large pieces of equipment, such as pressurized rovers, on the moon for maximum return on science and exploration activities. And she said, beginning this work now allows SpaceX and Blue Origin to leverage their respective human landing designs to provide cargo variants that NASA will need in the future. Not only will they be landing rovers on the moon, but they'll also be landing habitats possibly in the future too. And these rovers could transport habitats around the moon's surface. Now, NASA expects the cargo versions of the company's landers to be modified versions of their HLS human landing systems that are currently being developed for Artemis 3, 4, and 5, and modifications will include adjustments for payload interfaces and deployment mechanisms. And the cargo variants will not have human life support systems. They're going to be autonomous flying to the moon with just cargo on them. And this initial work allows the companies to proceed with development for their cargo landers through a preliminary design review, the step that establishes the basis for proceeding with detailed design. Now, SpaceX is conducting its work under the Next Step Appendix H contract, and Blue Origin is conducting its work under the Next Step Appendix P. And NASA officially exercised the options under those contracts in November of 2023 to begin work on the large cargo landers. Now, with Artemis, NASA will explore more of the moon than ever before, learn how to live and work away from home, and prepare for human missions to the red planet of Mars. And Artemis requires the best of international space agencies, private industries like SpaceX and Blue Origin, and academia to establish the infrastructure for long-term scientific research and exploration. And as of now, SpaceX is currently building their massive Starship program in South Texas, and they're doing the fourth launch of the Starship program in the coming weeks, possibly a month from now. So stay on the lookout for that. Blue Origin is developing their gigantic rocket as well, the New Glenn, and also their lander at the same time. And we're expecting a launch of New Glenn sometime in the next fiscal year. It's going to be a wild time for rockets and spaceflight. So stay tuned for all of that. Stay tuned to this channel as well, because we're going to bring you all the coverage of that. Also, check out our YouTube channel at Space News Pod for any spaceflight coverage that you'll ever need. Now, let's get back to the Starship program. It seems as if the Starship Flight 4 will be a massive improvement over Flight 3. Now, with Flight 3, they launched the ship. They did the return maneuver for the booster, but they had to detonate the booster over the Gulf of Mexico because something wasn't going right. We're not exactly sure. SpaceX didn't tell anybody what happened, but we know that the booster did blow up under its own accord. And then after the booster met its own fate over the Gulf of Mexico, the ship continued on near the Indian Ocean and continued its mission. And they did a test of the bay doors for Starlink satellite deployment. And they also did a fuel test at that point too. So it looks like Flight 4 of Starship, which is coming up, like I said, in a few weeks, hopefully in a few weeks, probably a month, that'll do a similar flight path towards the Indian Ocean. They may stray off that a little bit because the FAA and SpaceX are working closely together to finalize the plans for the next mission. And the New Glenn rocket system is still under development right now. They haven't launched one yet, but they're hoping to possibly do one by the end of this year. So we're looking forward to that, because when they can launch the rocket, then they can launch their lunar rover, their lunar lander, and they can also have variants of the rocket that can go into the outer solar system, which will be absolutely amazing. So these cargo missions for NASA are important for Blue Origin and also important for SpaceX. But most importantly, they are important for a U.S. presence on the lunar surface. A recent federal investigation revealed that Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving features have been linked to numerous crashes, including hundreds of injuries and dozens of fatalities. This investigation, which was spurred by a tragic incident involving a North Carolina student and a Tesla Model Y, shows that there are serious concerns about the safety and effectiveness of these technologies. In March of 2023, a high-speed collision occurred when a Tesla Model 3 operating on autopilot struck a 17-year-old student as he exited a school bus. This incident prompted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, to scrutinize similar accidents involving Tesla's automated driving services. Now, the NHTSA's extensive review covered 956 incidents dating from January 2018 through August of 2023. They discovered a troubling pattern where Tesla's technology failed to ensure drivers remained engaged, resulting in 29 deaths and numerous injuries across various scenarios. The findings indicate that drivers often disengage from the driving process while using autopilot or full self-driving. Despite Tesla's guidance on maintaining hands on the wheel and eyes on the road, many drivers became complacent, leading to catastrophic outcomes. Now, particularly concerning were the crashes involving stationary emergency vehicles. These incidents typically occurred at night and involved autopilot ignoring critical scene control measures like warning lights and cones highlighting a grave oversight in Tesla's system design. Now, the NHTSA criticized Tesla for not designing a system to keep drivers adequately engaged. This flaw appears to have allowed drivers to over-rely on autopilot, thus not reacting quickly enough to avoid collisions, as evidenced in 59 detailed crash investigations. Now, analysis of these incidents showed that often, drivers had significant warning times up to 10 seconds before impact that were not utilized effectively to prevent crashes, revealing a critical safety gap in Tesla's automation technology. And the agency also noted that Tesla's approach to automation differs significantly from other manufacturers. While others promote driver assistance as an aid, Tesla's branding suggests higher level of autonomy, which may mislead users about the capabilities and safe use of autopilot and full self-driving. Now, furthermore, the NHTSA has raised concerns about Tesla's failure to collect comprehensive telemetry data, suggesting that the true scale of issues related to autopilot and full self-driving could also be underreported. And in response to these findings, Tesla implemented a voluntary recall, issuing a software update intended to enhance driver monitoring and engagement alerts. However, ongoing reports of crashes have led to skepticism about the effectiveness of these updates. NHTSA's ongoing investigations and the recent findings underscore the agency's concerns about the safety of Tesla's automated driving features. This scrutiny comes amidst Tesla's ambitious plans to advance towards full autonomous vehicles, which has been something that they've been promising for a very long time and haven't delivered on. And despite the controversies, Tesla CEO Elon Musk continues to assert the safety and superiority of Tesla's technology over traditional driving, claiming that autonomy could significantly reduce traffic accidents. Musk's confidence in Tesla's autonomous future was reiterated during a recent earnings call, where he stated that achieving full autonomy would be pivotal for the company's success. He encouraged investors to trust in Tesla's capability to solve autonomy, emphasizing the potential to transform all transportation. However, critics and safety experts argue that Tesla's promotional strategies and public statements often overstate the capabilities of the driving systems. This practice, known as auto-no-washing, has been highlighted as potentially misleading consumers about the true functionality and safety of autopilot and full self-driving. Recent legislative attention from Senator Edward J. Markey and Richard Blumenthal has further pressured regulatory bodies to enforce stricter controls on where and how Tesla's autopilot features should be used, aiming to mitigate further risks to public safety. And the ongoing debate about Tesla's technology and its regulatory scrutiny show that there's more challenges in the automotive industry's shift towards autonomous driving. It's kind of a long way away. If you think about it, this has been a development for around 10 plus years. Autonomy in vehicles at scale is a thing that hasn't happened yet. And Tesla's at the forefront of it, but they're still pretty far away. And as companies like Tesla push the boundaries of this tech, the safety during these innovations remains critical. The NHTSA's comprehensive review and its actions indicate a cautious approach towards autonomous driving technology. Now, ensuring that these systems do not compromise safety while advancing innovation is essential for their acceptance and success in the United States and all over the world. Now, while Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving technologies represent significant advancements in auto tech, their current implementation and oversight raise important safety concerns. It's crucial for Tesla to address these issues as they continue to develop and promote autonomy in all of their vehicles. There's a new company called Exowatt. They're a forward-thinking renewable energy company, and they recently launched an energy system tailored for powering large-scale data centers, accompanied by a substantial $20 million seed investment. The financial backing includes contributions from Sam Altman of OpenAI, the CEO. And the company's flagship product, the Exowatt P3, introduces a novel energy solution by combining a heat collector, a heat battery, and a heat engine. The tri-component system facilitates the consistent supply of power and heat by storing solar energy in a thermal battery, a method that allows energy retention for up to 24 hours. Now, these data centers, which are powering things like OpenAI, need a ton of power, and that is why Sam Altman is one of the financial backers, because they also need a lot of money to get this startup off the ground. And Sam is trying to tap into that power for the power structure of OpenAI. Exawatt scales in technology over time. The company projects that it could provide electricity at cost potential as low as 0.01 cents per kilowatt hour. Such pricing would position Exawatt as a more affordable position option than both fossil fuels and other renewable resources, potentially altering the competitive landscape of energy sources altogether. Now, the shift to storing heat rather than electricity sets Exawatt apart in the renewable energy sector. It offers an economical alternative to traditional electrochemical batteries, sidestepping the reliance on rare earth minerals as well, and enabling around-the-clock energy dispatch regardless of external conditions. Now, the CEO and co-founder of Exawatt showed that there's a shift and cost-effective deployment capability of the system. He said, Exawatt's modular system can be deployed rapidly and cost-effectively, and it's available right now this year. They are ready to tackle immediate and escalating energy demands from OpenAI and other data centers around the country, especially those driven by the tech center. Now, the need for such innovative energy solution is showing that there's a rapid expansion of AI tech, with demand increasingly significant amounts of power. Now, Jack Abraham, Atomic CEO and co-founder of Exawatt, stressed this point, stating that exponential growth rate of AI models, which doubles every 3 months, significantly boosts the power requirements of these data centers. And the participation of Sam Altman's in this funding round is particularly significant given his leadership role at OpenAI, one of the lead entities in the AI field. And Altman's investment is seen not just as financial backing, but as a strategic alignment with Exawatt's mission to power the next generation of AI infrastructure substantially. Now, Exawatt is the new leader in this type of technology. Catherine Boyle, general partner at Andreessen Horowitz, said, by committing to full U.S. manufacturing with domestically sourced components, this is important, domestically sourced components. They want everything to be made in the United States. Exawatt will significantly strengthen our national infrastructure and resilience. As we all saw during the pandemic, it was a difficult time to get parts. It was a difficult time to get basically anything that was imported from another country. So the resilience on domestically sourced components is fundamental in keeping the lights on for this power company. Now, when a reported demand backlog exceeded 500 megawatts for U.S. data centers, Exawatt is positioned to start rolling out its systems later this year, aiming to capture a substantial portion of the market very swiftly. And the founders of Exawatt, Hanan Parvizian and Jack Abraham, bring a mix of expertise and entrepreneurial experience from the energy and technology sectors. Their backgrounds are instrumental in shaping the company's strategic direction going forward and operational capabilities. Abraham's role in founding and developing Atomic into a prominent venture studio underlines the innovative nature of Exawatt. His history of identifying and nurturing companies that address major global issues aligns with the foundational goals of Exawatt. Now, the launch strategy focuses on integrating advanced solar tech with cost-effective thermal storage to offer a reliable energy source for data centers. It not only promotes sustainability, but it also aligns with global energy conservation goals. And to align with federal initiatives and reduce dependency on international supply chains, particularly those from China, Exawatt, of course, prioritizes the use of U.S. manufacturing components. This strategy enhances the company's ability to subsidize under recent climate legislation while also bolstering national energy independence. The growing consumption of energy by the AI sector has a critical challenge right now that Exawatt is addressing. And the company's technology and strategic investor support, including Sam Altman, signify a proactive approach to substantial and economically viable energy solutions. Altman's involvement brings additional credibility and visibility to ExoWatt. Maybe they can get some big-name investors there, linking its technological innovations directly with the needs of the AI industry, which is under increasing pressure to mitigate its environmental impact. Now, ExoWatt's modular and scalable technology is designed to adapt seamlessly to both small and also large-scale energy needs, providing a versatile solution for the diverse requirements of modern data centers and industrial facilities. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.